Thank you for inviting me to this great celebration. It's wonderful for Carol and I to be here. We were here for your 40th, and well, my, how things have changed since then and grown, and God is at work, obviously. I bring you greetings from Geneva Ferris and her daughter, their daughter, Jenny Shields. Guy and Jenny serve as village missionaries in Oregon. How many were here when Paul and Geneva were here? Anyone? Oh, quite a few. Very good. Well, they bring their greetings. Thank you for the support that you provide village missions. And I congratulate you on your 50-year anniversary of serving the Lord, of reaching this area for Christ, of helping village missions reach the rural areas of our country for Jesus Christ. 50 years and forward, I'd like to make some observations with you about that reality in terms of the ministry of village missions. Four observations. The first one is this. We are noticing that there is an increased attention upon the needs and the situation in rural America and an increased visibility of village missions. Not too long ago, Village Missions was featured in a Gospel Coalition article. There was a young couple, J.D. and Katie, who were going to seminary. Their plans were to go to a rural church. They saw the need of rural churches and how rural churches couldn't afford a pastor. She was a teacher, so she would work and he would pastor the church. And then she heard about Village Missions through that article and mentioned it to her husband. They checked out Village Missions, and now they have just arrived in Buskirk, New York, serving as village missionaries. We were featured in a Breakpoint radio program. It used to be Chuck Colson's program, and mentioned Village Missions. So we're getting contacts. Not only that, we've developed, as you see in your bulletin, the Contenders Bible, Contenders Discipleship Initiative, a Bible school, and we're starting now to get graduates from that school. So we have a growing pool of people to send out to the rural churches that are asking for help. And that's the second observation. Rural America does need help. You know, about 60 million people live in rural areas. That's equivalent to the 23rd largest country in the world. According to OSHA Gray Davidson, conditions in America's rural communities are far worse than is generally recognized. Contrary to national assumptions of rural tranquility, many small towns, even those white picket-fenced hamlets in our fabled heartland, today warrant the label ghetto. No other word so vividly and yet so accurately conveys the air of ruin and desolation that now hangs over our rural communities. The word ghetto speaks of the rising poverty rates, the chronic unemployment, and the recent spread of low-wage, dead-end jobs. It speaks of the relentless deterioration of healthcare systems, schools, roads, buildings, and the emergence of homelessness, hunger, and poverty. It speaks, too, of the inevitable outmigration of the best and brightest youths. Above all, the word ghetto speaks of the bitter stew of resentment, anger, and despair that simmers silently in those left behind. The hard and ugly truth is not only that we have failed to solve the problem of our urban ghettos, but we have replicated them in miniature 1,000 times across the American countryside. Do you know that rural adolescents commit suicide at twice the rate of their urban peers? The CDC recently found that workers in the farming, fishing, and forestry industry have the highest rates of suicide, higher even than veterans. And from 1995 to 2015, the opioid death rates in rural areas have quadrupled among those 18 to 25-year-old and tripled for females. And that's the situation that is occurring in our rural country. Another observation is that the true help is to bring the gospel. Village Missions believes that the most effective way to reach people for Christ is through a spiritually vital church. We think of what's happened here in Pahrump. It was just a handful of people when we first arrived, and Pahrump was a rough and tumble town. But now look how God has worked here. Such spiritually vital churches will reach their communities for Jesus Christ. And we believe that the Village Missionary is the key. Village Missions provides a base salary and health insurance. What we call the district representative, Richard and Ellen are the district representatives for this area, so that the missionary can be effective in reaching the community and helping the church reach the community for Jesus Christ. French Gulch is a wild and woolly town north of Redding, California, formerly a mining town. Jake is there with his wife, Catherine. Jake is a graduate of the Air Force Academy and Talbot. Village Missions has helped struggling churches reach their communities through VBS, through a program called Reach 19. And we sent the curriculum to French Gulch, and Jake sent in this report. We had our VBS this week using our Reach 19 provided curriculum, and God did some amazing work. Thursday was our big gospel presentation, and as I was sharing the gospel for about 20 minutes, most of the kids were silent, listening to what I was saying. A couple I noticed were really zeroed in on what I was talking about, especially when I asked the key questions about the gospel. Each day we broke into small groups at the end of our lesson time, so after I presented the gospel, I told the kids it was time to break up into our small groups like we usually do, but if they had answered yes to any of the questions I had asked, they could come up from where I would talk with them some more about it. After turning around to grab a drink of water, I turned around to see almost every kid had come forward. I looked around at our volunteers and the kids, completely caught off guard. We ended up having to split the kids up into two groups, me with one and my wife with the other, and some of the volunteers jumping in to help. As I talked to each kid in my group, I asked them the same questions about the gospel, and I could see the conviction in their eyes as I talked with them. We even had some that came forward and they said they wanted to rededicate their lives to Christ, even though I hadn't even mentioned that in my teaching. It was an amazing work of the Holy Spirit. Later, I found out that some of the workers that weren't directly involved in what was going on had gotten together and were praying for the kids as I was talking with them. This talk caught us completely off guard, but we are so joyful for what happened. Out of the 21 total kids that came, 6 genuinely gave their lives to Christ, while 7 more wanted to rededicate their lives to Christ. Praise the Lord. In the last year, several churches have asked us for help. All across the country, doesn't seem to be any kind of rhyme or reason as to why they're asking or how they find us. West Paris, Maine, Buskirk, New York, Wetmore, Colorado, Montgomery Creek, California, Chambersburg, Illinois, Newcastle, Nebraska, Alvord, Minnesota, Heartland, Ohio, Isabel, South Dakota. I talked to Leroy about Isabel. And currently in the works, Harrisburg, Nebraska. The true help is bringing the gospel. And then finally, through your offerings, through your giving to Village Missions, you are helping us make a difference. Breezewood is another new town, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, served by us. It's in between Harrisburg and Lancaster. Our Harrisburg and Pittsburgh, Lancaster area. Tim and Kelly are their first village missionaries there and have been there since last August, about a year now. They wrote this. A lady in our church approached us a couple of months ago and asked about doing VBS outside of the church in a neighborhood nearby in an open field. We thought it was a terrific opportunity to reach some children without access to transportation or that would never be allowed to come into a church. Even though it was quite unconventional, there have been some negative feedback, especially over the years before we got here in Breezewood, it was a tremendous success. We were overwhelmed with joy when each of the children that joined us for games, snacks, and Bible stories came out and were a part of our afternoon gatherings. There were at least 15 children every day, and one afternoon we had 22. The absolute incredible, now get this, the absolute incredible end to our week was when 4-year-old Camden came to our church on Sunday. He also brought with him his mom, his grandma, and his great-grandma. It had been a very long time since any of them had been in church. His mom had never been in a church before. It was, what a wonderful thing to hear that. And when I asked what she thought afterwards, she said she would be back because it felt right to be here. And I've since talked with Tim, and now the husbands are coming. So think of that. Four generations reached because you were giving, and your giving enabled us to go to a place like Breezewood so that we could provide the Kirshners, Tim and Kelly, with salary so that they could be there and share the gospel. So on your 50th anniversary, you can be very thankful that God has worked here. And as you look forward to the next 50 years, if the Lord tarries, that God is not only working here, but through your giving, through your support, through your prayers, that God is working throughout this country to bring Jesus Christ to the needy rural communities that otherwise would not hear about Jesus. Thank you so much.